many think it is a movement being birthed. So they pray, thinking that they are praying for me to bring forth a move of my spirit. And I am, but not as they think. For that which is coming forth is coming from within each one who has been heeding my call. It is a bringing forth, a manifesting of the image of Christ in you, the hope of glory that shall be seen. It is the workmanship of my hands and my faithfulness in those who are being faithful to our intimacy. Follow me and bring this baby of revival forth, so that we might then walk together in the maturing of this child as you each continue very closely with me. For babies are not born full grown, nor is the revival child awaiting the birthing going to come forth as full grown. But this child of revival that is even now awaiting its birthing from within my army will be a blessing to many, and all who come and embrace it, all who receive, will be blessed. As I have said, there will be miracles, and even profound miracles, when that which is birth comes forth. And it will be wonderful, it will be glorious, and many will know and receive and be glad. There will be great rejoicing when this baby, this child of revival, comes forth, and there should be, for it is the image of Christ within that is being brought forth in greater manifestation, and many will taste and see the goodness of the Lord as you co-labor with me. It is a more developed image of Christ within that awaits the birthing, but not the mature, not the full-grown image of Christ. That is being increased through our fellowship now and in the days ahead. And as I have said, there will be those who will want to take that which is being birthed and run with it, as if it were a fully developed child, a child of maturity, but it is not. This is the bringing forth, a birthing, that will usher in the next phase of your walk with me. For as the birthing takes place, the time following will consist of its own training, its own increase, as I teach even more about following me, hearing me, obeying me, and dwelling among yourselves in unity as you co-labor with me. Know that as you adhere to your devotion to me, as you obey, you are learning of things that will sustain you after the birthing. For only through very dedicated fellowship in the midst of many things will this child that is being birthed be developed into full maturity. Dedicated fellowship with me, it is the only thing that will bring forth the birthing, and it is the only thing that will bring the revival child to full maturity.